Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to HUF Radio. This is why we have a theme song, Francis.
Exactly. Sorry, guys. We just felt like kind of having an intro today.
Yeah.
It's been so long since we've introduced the show ourselves.
I know. Since we made that theme song, which we are both very big fans of.
Yeah. It's very awkward now, though, to start the show, because it's like, do we just, like, jump in?
Right.
Yeah.
Like a real podcast? Like, Harley goes, you know, because I still get excited when I hear it, and I'll intentionally, well, everyone knows I already listen to our own radio show, but I'll intentionally play a new episode so I can hear the theme song. And Harley has told me, Alana, that's not new anymore. Like, he made that a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And you still just, it's like the first time you're hearing it. But that's how you know it's good, right?
Yeah. I get it stuck in my head sometimes.
Me too.
I do.
Oh my God, yeah. Me too.
Like, dun, 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 dun,
dun. Welcome to, oh shit. Yeah, but it's good. It, like, you guys know, you just heard it.
Yeah, exactly.
Prior to getting into this awesome intro.
Yeah, and it's all made by me.
Yeah,
with
Francis.
Francis for HQAF Radio.
Yeah.
So hire us. For something or sponsor something. Us
yeah exactly. We are still actively looking for sponsors, so hit us up.
But if any of you sponsors out there are trying to look for Alana Rippey on Instagram, she changed her handle. And no, she didn't get married again.
Yeah. That would be really awkward.
I noticed this like last week. I think it must have happened, right? Like, you changed it to adulting at full capacity.
It was 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Okay.
Yeah. So how soon did you realize I changed it? Like, was it right away, do you think? Or
because
I know you have me on push notifications.
Yeah,
on your
so that's what I was gonna say, is like, who is this? And then I clicked into the notification and realized it was you. I think that first notification is where I got it, like, had the idea. I just didn't register the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you noticed it right away.
Yeah.
And so I guess to go back to your original question, which is why the change, I'm kind of in a transitional period in my life. No, I did not get remarried, but I am starting a new job.
Yes,
starting next week, which is very exciting to me.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't know. Like, I guess I wanted to start this new job really fresh. When I started my last job, everyone was super open with social media, and that was fine. And, like, the weirdest thing is that there's nothing weird on my social media. Like, I don't know why I'm like, oh, it's, you know, new job, new me.
Yeah.
So therefore I'm going to hide. But there's, like, nothing to hide is the thing.
Well, and so, like, so now that you've said this out loud.
Yeah.
As Alana was looking for this new job, she has actively gone out of her way to remove our last names from the podcast.
Yeah.
And but there's like nothing untoward and that, like, anything that you've posted.
Yeah.
And so, like, why go through all of that?
Right. I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna realize it through talking us through, because this isn't the first time I've had a secret persona.
Yeah.
Like, this spans a couple of years now.
Oh yeah.
This is just another instance in a secret persona history of my personal history.
Yeah, and it goes into, like, well, you have a persona for Facebook, you have a persona for Instagram, two personas, HQAF Radio and your own personal one.
Yeah.
You have one for Twitter, and you have a secret persona on Twitter.
Right. I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. And you know what? Now, even as I'm talking about it, oh, my last job, you know, everyone was super open with social media, I added them. But it's not like if I went to this new job and my coworkers at the new job added me on social media, I would be averse to that. It's not like, oh, suddenly I have this new, because you know, some people are like, oh, I don't want to add current coworkers to my Facebook or something.
Yeah.
But clearly that was not the case, because I added all of my coworkers and that was fine. And I think I would still have, it's not like I have a new rule. Oh, I'm not going to add any coworkers. So I really don't know why. And then it's like I changed. The funniest part is I changed all of this handle stuff after I had the job. It wasn't even before when I was looking for this.
I know.
After. So it's like, If they wanted to find out my stuff, they already have.
Exactly.
Because all of my stuff was my first and last name.
Yeah, like you change it on the podcast, but you didn't change it on your personal Insta or your personal Twitter.
Until,
you just went out of your way to do the podcast.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The most explicit thing that you have, I guess.
Yeah. that's why I think I'm ready to, like, bust this case open with you. Because okay. I think something that's great about our friendship is that we're able to really discover things about ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've had some of my biggest realizations with you, mm-hmm. and you've helped me facilitate. So I fully... Yeah. believe that'll happen again in this podcast.
Yes, girl, sit down in the chaise. I will let's unpack your emotional baggage surrounding social media.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's start from the beginning. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis. And this is a show about two best friends.
So I knew that you changed your Instagram handle, but I actually didn't know that you changed your Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm, right.
Did you change Ikari Bruder?
Wow, we're just like diving right in, aren't we?
I mean, this is the beginning, right?
Right. Well, should we give background information on what a Ikari Bruder is?
Yes. So from my perspective, Alana has this secret persona named Ikari Bruder.
Yeah.
And if you go to it, it's got the profile picture is that of Mokuba, her favorite obscure Yu-Gi-Oh character.
Not important.
And like, then I think the cover photo is like, if I remember correctly, the blue eyes white dragon.
Yeah, it's Kaiba Land.
Yeah.
It's like the drawing of their amusement park.
Right. And I think like for most of your Twitter content, it is just Yu-Gi-Oh related or anime.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And so you've had this for how long?
My Twitter account?
Yes, this Ikari Bruder.
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were like 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Oh no, I'm already realizing more. I'll wait for you to ask. I'm realizing why I even created the Twitter just now as we're like unpacking this. And I haven't unpacked this in 10 years.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so...
lead and I'll... Yeah.
In comparison, how old is your personal Twitter account?
I started it in September of 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
So that's like 7 years ago.
Right.
So you've had this secret persona.
Right.
For 10 years.
Yeah, and then 3 years later, I guess...
A personal account. Yeah, where you decided, okay, now I'm going to be an adult, and now I'm going to just throw my adult feelings up on here, and my
right.
anime
and
feelings so, somewhere else.
Yeah, and I do... So, like, as we're talking about this, I'm remembering the historical background behind it both.
Which did you have first, Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook.
Okay, so you had that, and then you decided... How long have you had Facebook?
Since 2007.
Okay, so...
Like, right at the beginning of 2007.
Okay, so Facebook came first, then Ikari Bruder.
Yeah.
Then your personal Insta, or Twitter. And then Insta.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Interesting.
And Instagram was always my first and last name. Up until...
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Well, so what did you change your Twitter, your personal Twitter to?
So, you mean 2 days ago?
Yeah.
When I changed everything to Weird Anonymous for no reason? It's Alana the adult.
Stop.
No. It's like good though, isn't it? It's like on brand. I love it so much.
I don't know. Is it?
Is it? Like, why are you doing this? I know. It's kind of weird.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's start with like the most recent thing. Why Alana the adult for Twitter, but adulting at full capacity for Insta?
Adulting at full capacity was too long.
For Twitter,
yeah.
Wow.
It's very upsetting.
Yeah.
Because I had a couple of really good ideas for Twitter handles. I like to fancy myself someone who can come up with some quirky, like, Twitter titles and things like that.
Yeah.
But it was too short. Like, I forget what the character limit is, but it's just, it's not enough. So that's where I ended up with Alana the Adult.
Okay, so like with this new rebrand, you really just want to focus on the fact that you're an adult.
I guess that's sort of what. Okay, so I use, you know how everyone has like a username that they use for things? Like, yeah. Oh, years ago this was my thing.
Oh my gosh. So short story, you know my, okay, since we're sharing that you're an adult now.
Yeah.
Back when I was in college, my, you know this, and it's really embarrassing, but I'll tell a story surrounding it. So you know I went to Germany like this past May.
Yeah.
And I had to go get like, a receipt.
Okay.
And I, you know, like for this particular hotel that I am loyal to, I use my very first email address, which is my junk email address. It's my personal one for like talking to friends, but also my junk email address.
Yeah.
And like, and so I called the front desk to try to get the receipt and say like, I can email it to you. Is the email on file correct? Mighty hero. And then I was like, oh god, yes, it's
that's
correct.
Yeah.
I'm that's mighty hero.
Yeah. It's a good email though. I like
thank
it.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
I've been told by some of my friends though that it is embarrassing to email, like to email me.
Really? I don't think so.
I was like, well, don't be on the email list then. Like
yeah,
send it
get
to my
the fuck
yeah,
yeah.
Like send it to my professional one if you want to be that professional.
Right, exactly. Yeah, stupid.
Yeah. I have thought though of just like transitioning to my calendar to like this other address just cuz like it's starting to become a problem that a 30-year-old man is like
mighty hero.
My
Hero Academia. I mean, it's all connected. I get it.
Yeah, so I totally get what you're coming from. It's just like, yeah, you just kind of have this like screen name, the screen persona that you've kept.
Right.
Right. Since childhood.
Yeah. So Hikari Brooder was where it started. Which Hikari means light in Japanese and Brooder means brother in German. And I am neither German nor Japanese. Though my maiden name is actually German, so I guess there is some German in me, but not enough to be like, my persona is Japanese and German for some reason, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So my Twitter actually started as a way of promoting my fan fiction because it's connected to my original fan fiction username. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to promote it to the Twitter sphere, which didn't really happen. It ended up just being a place for me to just, like, it was my first Twitter account, so I just used it as Twitter things.
Yeah.
Which is why there's over 14,000 tweets on that account.
Stop.
I used it a lot.
You still use it. You still post.
I do.
Yeah.
Shoot. So, but then, so Hikari Brooder was my first, like, alias. And then when I got into high school, I started using Write Like the Wind. Which I still really like, so like my...
On fanfiction or...?
On just like different, like if I created an account on something, it would be like, oh, right, like the wind, like I was moving away from that persona. I had like grown up from that persona, became, instead of Hikari Brooder, it was Right Like the Wind.
Yeah.
So you can find me on Fortnite, I am Right Like the Wind. Hey girl. And so just like as I created, but Right Like the Wind was already taken on Twitter. So that's where I was like, oh, well, what's something that is... Well, I changed my Instagram to Adulting at Full Capacity because that's kind of my phrase for right now. And I was thinking of different, like, clever things just with my name. And then I just thought, maybe a lot of the adult. And it's, like, kind of dumb now that I think about it and say it out loud. But it is what it is. Yeah. And then I guess the beginning of my original personal Twitter before I changed it to Alana the Adult... was I was in college, I was in my like junior year of college, and I decided, oh, I'm gonna like use this avenue to post about my writings or my publications or whatever, I don't know, like I was on the a literary magazine and I would use that to post about that even though I didn't have any followers and I still really don't, but I don't know, so that's where I was like, oh, I'm gonna separate it because now I'm gonna be a professional big girl person.
I see where this is going. And so you've always sort of had you've viewed social media as like almost like just split personalities, rather like every account is going to be a certain purpose.
Right.
So Hikari Brooder was like all your enemy stuff, right? Like the wind was all your writing stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe like Facebook was a different like personal persona that you maybe are like curating for your family, where your Instagram is a little bit more socially.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because
I think.
Yeah, so like, how do you think your use of social media is, like?
Yeah.
Like, and I do think your view of social media is perhaps a little bit different what other people might see it as.
Yeah.
Case in point, LinkedIn.
Yeah, I know.
You will just LinkedIn friend anybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like anyone with a heartbeat.
Yeah.
/ anyone who's given me their business card.
But will you friend them on Facebook?
Oh, hell no. That's okay.
Will you follow them on Insta?
No.
Will you follow them on Twitter?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Before, with a couple of, yeah.
So people. What is the difference?
I wish I knew. I don't know. Well, because I guess with Twitter, I'm trying to perceive, well, but now I'm not, so I don't know. Like, that's the weird, the Twitter thing doesn't make sense, because it's like, oh, it's a professional thing, so, like, why did I change it? Because
yeah.
It's still, like, I've always maintained that as a professional, I guess it's really a thing where we should define what's personal and what's professional.
Right.
Because I still post about, like, on my Twitter, I would post about work stuff, like, these are events I'm working. But I would also post pictures of my cat or talk about how she bit me in the face for no reason. So it's like, is it still really a professional Twitter? Like, what are you... I don't know.
Yeah.
The logic doesn't connect.
Yeah, it doesn't.
There.
Yeah. But I do think you try. You try,
to
but...
what?
You try to make those lines, but you're also... It's. I think it's very hard for
but
you
But I dip
to,
into the other...
Right.
Yeah, I don't actually have those barriers.
Well, yeah, because, like, take for instance, you wanted to keep Hikari Brooder secret.
Yes.
Yeah. But...
my coworkers found out very quickly that it was me.
And the thing is, like... The thing is, you don't keep it very secret very well.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of... there was a particular instance where I... do you remember? Where I was like, oh my god... I don't want anyone to know about Hikari Brooder, and I literally posted about it on my Instagram.
Yeah, like, yeah. I think you had like posted a picture of Mokuba on your Instagram, and
with like my username tag or whatever. yeah, and just
I think it might have been a contest or a screenshot or something that you had posted. Yeah.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Or the other thing where, like, and then the weird part is where I want to keep the radio show secret, but
yeah.
It's, like, so clearly connected, because if you go to our Instagram account, we tag each other.
Yeah.
Like, our personal accounts.
Yeah,
so
there's
the
no
point?
Way to keep it secret.
Yeah.
I don't know why you removed your last name from it. Like, it's tagged to your personal Insta.
Yeah. I know. I, like, called Anchor, and I said, hey, can you remove our last names? And they were like... oh, okay, yeah, you should see a change within 24 hours. I don't know. I, like, what do you think it is? I just, like, don't know how to draw boundaries, or I'm not very good at them, and so I'm like, I'm actually making boundaries, but I'm actually not.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because, like, I think you know, like, what you want to do, and some of it makes sense, right? Like, some people want to have a personal... or a professional Twitter account. Like, people do that all the time.
Yeah, I follow a lot of them.
Yeah.
The people I work with, like, they only post professional stuff.
Right, and that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like, that intent. You have a very hard time following through with that intent. Like, you've posted on our HQAF Insta, just, like, stuff that isn't really podcast-related. I mean, tangentially, it's more about our friendship, but it's not, like... you know, it's not like, oh, this is a radio episode that's coming up.
Right,
it's just, just a random friendship thing.
Yeah,
that could easily have gone either on yours or my Instagram.
Right, personally, rather than on our...
yeah.
Wait, are we calling the HUAF.productions a professional Instagram account? Oh my god.
We are professional podcasters now. It's part
of
our identity.
Right, yeah. What am I even saying? But, you know, that's interesting. Whoa, well, is this me making excuses? I was about to say... what if it's more, speaks to, I should say, that I have a hard time drawing the boundaries between my personal and professional life?
Mm.
Like, I'm so, and you know this, and I think, you know, my coworkers can attest to this, like, I'm a really hard worker, I really love what I do, I'm someone that puts my everything. What if it's more a testament to the fact that I can't draw those lines myself, and so I... you know, have this intention of professional, but my professional is so entangled with my personal that I can't.
Yeah, wow, that's deep. That is deep. Yeah, and just knowing you personally, like, sometimes you do take your work home with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you care a lot about your work, which isn't a bad thing, but, right. I mean, maybe you're onto something there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you don't think it's just an excuse that I just don't know how to draw, or, like, this is going to be my Twitter. No, it's not. Like, I'm just not going to follow my own rules. Yeah. But I don't know. I think there might be something to it, though, in all seriousness.
Yeah. There was a magazine cover that I was, like, idly looking at while I was waiting in line at the grocery store the other day. And it was baby boomers versus millennials. And there's like it was a chart that drew comparisons between the two. And one of them was old people can't retire and continue to work until after they retire or something like that. Young people bring their work home with them. And yeah. It's like, wow, I really do identify with that a little. Like, I do bring my work home with me.
Yeah.
But I don't post about it on social media.
Yeah.
Like, there's no bleed over there. Like, right. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, maybe with you, that social media is like a representation of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you think about it, I mean, remember all of my, like, year in review posts or some of the stuff I post? Like, I post a lot of work stuff, like, yeah. with the logo or with me working events. And,
yeah.
I mean, I'm proud of the stuff that I do and, I love what I do, and I'm someone that, I guess, wears that on my sleeve a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at me realizing a decision I made 2 days ago.
Audience, we have, like, epiphany. This is...
Yeah, live streaming my epiphany right now. So, maybe the reason... I'm just now remembering a literally decision
2 days
ago. So much has happened since then, apparently. I think that I wanted to not have my new place of work see how much I posted about my old place of work and be like, wow, this girl really likes this, you know, like, is she really ready for a new place of work if she loves her old place of work so much? Because there's a lot of old place of work on my Instagram.
And I think that would have been unfair if they docked you on that.
For sure.
Yeah.
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 But I guess I just didn't want it to be, like, if they went, oh, man, let's go and see what Blotty Blight is like. It's like, wow, she really... And, you know, I don't think... Because, obviously, I've interviewed with them and then accepted an offer. All that stuff. I'm clearly, like, interested in this new place of work. But I just didn't want them to see that there was...
So did you almost take it like a breakup? That's almost something, like, you would do on a breakup. With somebody.
I start deleting photos.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, well,
I don't want untagging.
I don't want my new boyfriend to find out that, or to see my old ex-boyfriend.
I'm like emotionally cheating.
Yeah.
On the other boyfriends.
I don't want the new boyfriend to think that I'm still into my old boyfriend. So I got to remove everything.
Yeah.
And change my name.
Wow. And change my name. I know.
And block my ex-boyfriend.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that. Wow.
Did you remove all traces of your previous employment?
No. Okay. I haven't deleted photos. I just changed the username and everything. Because I do like social media as a kind of personal diary.
Yeah.
For example, I really like that Facebook does the memories thing. And I check that every day, like, aggressively.
Oh, really?
I really like it. I do.
I didn't know you did that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why I send you screenshots sometimes of, like, things that come up. It's kind of, I don't know, it's a nice little personal diary and things and... Just seeing my growth and also some of the stupid stuff I used to post. I mean, like, some really stupid stuff. But aside from that, it's nice to just see.
You know, they have an app where you can connect all of your social media. Yeah, I'll have to find it for you.
Please send it to me. Oh, my God. My Hikari Brooder thing is about to just, like, blow my
It's, like, it's got it all in a timeline. Yeah, you would love it.
I'm scared of that.
You would love it.
I would love it. Please send it to me. Yeah. It sounds like a black hole I want to go down right now. Yeah. Well, so... As I'm talking through, wow, guys, seriously, live streaming epiphany right now. I'm also realizing, so my reasoning about new job, old job, very much the same, and kind of like layered with that is the fact that I am going to be doing more social media in my new job.
Girl.
So, like, that's going to be part of my responsibility. So, I didn't want any traces of, like, I'm this new social media person at this new job, you look me up. And look at all this stuff from the old job. Like, that's going to be weird, and I just don't want it to be a representation of the new
Yeah, that's true.
Thing.
Yeah, that's true. I see where you're coming from with that. I almost think you should actually truly create a professional, like, Twitter, professional...
Yeah,
like something professional that you can start posting professional stuff to and stick to that almost like as religiously as you did with Hikari Brooder.
14,000
tweets. Yeah, and then just like private everything else that you don't want.
Whoa.
Yeah. That way.
How would I enter contests?
You could.
That's the only reason why I have to keep everything public.
Hikari Brooder.
Hikari Brooder.
I know.
I do have more followers on there. I mean, it's just a more popular channel.
Yeah.
Not a YouTuber.
But you know what I'm saying? Is like, it's if you really wanted to kind of divorce the two, you have to kind of take that extreme measure. Yeah. Like, you have to have some discipline, post only professional things on your professional Twitter, and then on your personal thing, go ham, but like, make it private, that way other people just can't see it. Except for people that you want to see that sort of stuff.
So I should make another Twitter.
Persona.
My solution is to make more personas, not to like change. Well, but I could have.
Or
wait. Or, oh my god, this is funny though.
Or you can use LinkedIn for all of your professional stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, this is really funny. I just realized I'm like, there's gonna be three tiers of of Twitters, right? Real professional. That's probably. Professional public, that's, I don't know, and then Hikari Brooder. Like, why do I have three levels? Like, because now, effectively, the middle one, which is a lot of the adult, is useless. Like, there's no point if I'm gonna use it for bullshit, but it's slightly less bullshit than Hikari Brooder. Then I want the professional one,
okay,
which is a lot of
Ricky. You know what, though? Yeah, there are three tiers. So the professional...
Oh, wait, so you're encouraging this? Like, you're agreeing that this
Well, because, like, let's say that you meet a new friend that you don't want to introduce them to your...
to my anime past, but I do still want them in my life and in my contests. And that's a lot of the adults.
Yeah, you want them to still see your cat updates. Like, yeah. Right.
Oh my god, did I tell you that Catherine, my dearest, our dearest fan,
yes.
Our one fan, now that we're no longer going to be coworkers, we're not going to see each other on a regular basis. And, you know, Catherine came to me and she's been giving me a lot of great advice, really encouraging me during this transition. And one thing she said was, Alana, look, I love you dearly, and I'm going to miss you. I'm happy for you, but please, for the love of God, stop posting about your cat on social media. We're not going to be able to talk every day. I'm not going to get to be filled in, like, during our lunch talks about your life, and you have to post about other things. It can't just be about your cat. Mm. Please. Like,
yeah.
I need to know what's going on. You're my friend. I love you.
Yeah.
Like, tell me what's happening.
Well, that's why people have... social media accounts for their cats.
So what you're saying is I should create another account. It's for my cat.
Yes.
Maybe I get brand deals. Like,
maybe.
I mean, look at those pet Instagrams, man. They're making money.
Yeah, exactly, girl.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try it.
Awesome. Talking a lot about me and my use of social media, but I think we should take this opportunity to talk a little bit more about you.
I mean, you did want this to be a therapy session about your...
I know. I really do uncover things about myself that I wouldn't otherwise do, which is essentially like, this is a nice free therapy session, so thank you for that. But yeah, I feel like... So you have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really use it.
Yeah.
And you have Twitter, and you used to use it, but you didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what's your kind of relationship with social media? How do you see it? How do you stay connected? How do you get out of the hole? Like, I don't know. My reasoning with Facebook is like, oh, this is how my Italian family can keep up with me, who I don't get to see very often.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess my history with Facebook, I think I started with MySpace, actually, mm-hmm. back in college. And then when Facebook first came out, I was one of the first, I think, with a Facebook account. Not the first, but, like, one of the first.
Yeah.
And I posted to that a lot when that was still a big thing. But I think I kind of grew out of it, like,
Facebook?
Yeah, like, okay. There's just a lot going on with Facebook at the time, and I became, like, disenchanted. I still have one, and I think over time with their privacy issues and, like, I generally feel like it's just less cool to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's for old people.
Yeah, and, like, Chris and I made this new these new friends, and we love them a lot, but they post everything on Facebook, every single life detail on Facebook, and it's just like, for me, like, representative of one of the reasons why I'm not really a fan of the I'm going to share my entire life with you model of Facebook. Like, I don't need to know every single detail of your life. I just like, curate it for me, because that's all I want to see on my social media, and then when I talk to you in person, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, and you know, I don't know, maybe that's why some people don't like social media in general. Twitter, I was that sort of person that I had grown to, like, despise, but, like, I posted everything, every single thing.
On Twitter?
And, yeah, on Twitter. Oh. And so, like, Twitter, I started when I had just broken up with my ex-boyfriend. And so that was, like, a weird time of my life, and I was posting about everything. And when I look back at it, that was, like, my sad, desperate phase where I was just, like, desperately lonely, desperately single, and posting about every single thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, after a while, after my first relationship, after that relationship, and I kind of got over it, I decided, hey, you know, like, Twitter's not for me. I've created, like, Twitter contest accounts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, contest man.
Oh my god, I almost forgot about him.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, like,
you've had Twitter a secret, like, persona too.
Yeah.
Look at that. But look at just, those tears of just for Twitter. It's always Twitter. It's always Twitter. Yeah.
Twitter has, like, a weird dark web kind of aspect to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And so that's where I can be my true contest man self.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Instagram was where I could kind of pursue my photography, and that, you know, I had that photo of the day project that had been going on for 3 years. It's kind of died down, but I still kind of, Instagram is my main account now. Like, that's where I do all my lurking, that's where I do all of my status updating and stuff like that. And I don't know why, like, but that format of going through social media, like, appeals to me more. Like, I've tried Facebook, like, I still maintain an account, but Facebook is kind of like this weird mishmash of status updates, pictures, and memes. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a whole lot. At least with Twitter or Instagram, I know what I'm getting.
Yeah. Does that mean you're not going to post your wedding photos on Facebook?
Girl.
I'm asking for the fans. And Catherine.
Have you seen them? Have you had them?
Yeah, I have access from the Georgetown.
Chris and I just don't use...
Whatever, your photography company.
Yeah. George Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris and I just have not had any interest in posting to Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, our engagement photos were posted by Chris's mom. I don't know. Like, we're just so disinterested. We still haven't updated our Facebook status to married yet.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Like, that's just how disinterested we are in Facebook. Like, we are disinterested.
Yeah.
Like, our biggest status update for our marriage came on Instagram. Because that's one of our mains, you know?
And, well, yeah, people were posting on Facebook and tagged you guys, too. I mean, I know I did.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty funny because so many of the photos of you that are on Facebook are ones that I posted and tagged you.
Yeah.
So, when I was... I forget. Like, when I made a new friend and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, my boyfriend, Harley... And it's like, oh, is that the guy who's in all the photos with you? I'm like, oh, no, that's Francis. We take a lot of photos together. I mean, I take a lot of photos with Harley, too.
Yeah.
But because of your photo project, we just had a lot of, like, selfies together and things like that. And I'm like, It really made my Facebook content lit. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
you had a lot of followers from my family because they're
Yeah, and they all knew me. I went to your wedding. They're like, oh yeah, I know you. Oh my god, even so, just to show the power of Facebook. So I, of course, announced to my coworkers, hey, leaving. It's been great working with you. All that good stuff. And one of my coworkers was like, oh yeah. I said, hey, at least, because I'm Facebook friends with nearly all of my coworkers. And I'm like, hey, yeah, like, gonna miss you, but at least we can stay connected on Facebook. And someone said, yeah, definitely, like, let's stay connected. Can't wait to see what adventures you and Harley the husband go on.
Aww.
Like, at least two people have said, oh, yeah, I'll still be following you and Harley the husband. Like, this isn't goodbye. And I'm like, oh, my God. It just reminds me of your wedding where someone was like, yeah, you and Harley the husband, just such a great hashtag. I'm like, thank you. I'm branding my husband. I'm branding my life. I am such an influencer. Wow.
Hashtag Alana the adult, Harley the husband.
Yeah. Alana the maker-upper of brands. what even is that brand?
I know. Harley what is your brand?
Yeah. It's loving Harley and being an adult, apparently. Oh, and loving my cat, because my cat's just all over Facebook.
So I have a hard time just maintaining, like, Instagram.
Yeah.
But having several accounts is sort of tiring. Like, how do you keep up with every single account?
Well, Instagram is owned by Facebook, and so then they have that thing where you can just, like, post.
Yeah.
And actually, maybe even Twitter now. I think you can interconnect Instagram with Twitter.
Really?
But, it doesn't post the photo, but it posts the Instagram link.
Oh, lame.
Which is, so that's why I haven't connected it in that way. Twitter I forget a lot about. Even my Hikari Brooder one. Like, both real and secret alias I forget about a lot.
Yeah.
Instagram? I just like a lot. I think it's because I know you look at it. and I know that more people that, I don't know, are just current in my life. Like, Chris looks at it, and Amanda.
Yeah.
Camille, and just a lot more people. Like, there are some people who still look at Facebook. Like, I think Amanda still posts and looks at Facebook.
But, yeah.
And so is Camille. But just certain people only use Instagram, so I feel like that's where I'll go and post.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's where, like, where most of your circle is.
Yeah. And then if it's something that I share on Facebook, then it's something I share on Facebook. Well, but what's the distinction? I don't know.
Well, do you remember, like, we actually had a time when we were big into Snapchat.
Yeah,
we were, like, really into it. And I remember, actually, when it started waning for us was when Instagram came out with their version of Stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
I guess, the Stories thing, which Facebook has a version, but I just don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's not the same. Yeah, fuck Facebook.
Yeah, fuck Facebook. That's the moral of the story.
But also, Facebook owns Instagram, so I don't know.
Yeah. You just gotta figure each other out. But I don't know, I feel like the way I use Facebook is more like a diary. So it's just like a way that I can remember things. I like the Facebook memory things.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go and post a photo. I have actually, which is the namesake of my Instagram, comes from this Facebook album that I've been continuously posting to for like 10 years, which is Adulting at Full Capacity. It used to be called My Life as a Teenage Robot because I thought that was a really funny name for a show. I think I did.
That was a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
My life as a teenage robot or something.
I don't even remember.
It wasn't that good, but I really liked the title. I thought the title was funny. And so I'm like, oh, my life as a teenage robot. And then I wasn't a teenager anymore, so it felt weird. But then I'm like, oh, it's a meme. And then I think for a while I was like, my life as an adult robot. I'm like, this is strange. So that. Yeah. It didn't sit well with me.
You had so many personas.
I know, just, I've grown up on Facebook.
I know.
Girl.
I've had Mighty Hero and then Francis.
And I'm like, Hikari Brooder, my life, I'm an adult, I'm a robot, Alana the adult, I don't know. It's very strange.
You know, I have like one screen name that I've still held on since childhood and it's Jinro.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about that because it used to be your Instagram and your Twitter. Hey, I'm the true OG friend here.
Girl,
I remember that.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
It's silver in Japanese.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And what was it about that like drew you?
Okay, so I guess I had like multiple personas when I was younger, but that like
okay.
So... but they were like, it was kind of weird mishmashes. So, you know, like Mighty Hero, adjective, noun. Other things were like Iron Fist and things like
that. Stop it.
This is all within a short span of time.
Okay.
Yeah. And
what
so,
was your Neopets account name, please?
Oh, I don't even remember. I don't even remember. Okay. I'll have to like look it up for you later.
Please do.
But yeah, so Jinro is the one that like stuck. Do you remember Gaia Online?
Yes.
Yeah, that was my first character.
Really?
Yeah, Jinro. And I think that's where it stuck.
I'm gonna fucking find you on
stop.
Gaia Online later.
No.
Yes. I know how that should spell.
Yeah,
too.
So it's Jinro, and then I actually had a second one. Kinaro, my female
double account. You catfish people in Gaia Online?
No. It wasn't a catfish because, like, you know, Gaia Online had male and female.
Yeah.
I just wanted a female character.
Okay.
Yeah. Catfishing people. How dare you? Who do you think I am?
I don't know what life you led. Okay, Mighty Hero, before Alana. Like, I don't know what you did, but.
But
oh my god, now I'm gonna fucking... Wait, so what was the girl version? Ganeera? No. Kinaro. Kinaro?
Kinaro with a K.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's gold. Just... Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find you.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'd be interested to see what that looked like. I had, like, a lot of time invested in my Jinro account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so did I. Well...
So did
for
you?
Any people... Oh, yeah. Girl, God, you should check me out. So I still remember my username.
Really?
Yeah. It was Happy Hands Club. Which I found out later. So I loved Napoleon Dynamite. That movie was like my movie in eighth grade. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And there's a scene, I think, about like the Happy Hands Club. It's
never
about.
Seen it.
You've never seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
We are watching this movie. Oh, we have to. God.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
This will give me so much insight into your Gaia Online character.
It will. Like, that movie came out when I was in a very awkward phase. Like, eighth grade's awkward, I think, for everyone. And that movie embodied, like, awkwardness and, like, was just very... It thrived on it, and it made it very funny and cool. And so that movie was, like, my movie.
Yeah.
And it did really well, and it was really popular. We're going to watch that.
Okay.
Next movie review, guys. Wow. Trip down memory lane. But, shoot. So there's some scene where there's, like, a girl who's part of this, like, sign language class, I think. I mean, it's been several years. It'll be a good, like, time to rewatch it just to remember what it's about. And so it was called the Happy Hands Club. And then I think someone told me... in high school, or it may have been Harley, who was like, that's, like, inappropriate, or it's, like, a sexual or something?
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I'll have to confirm.
Oh, interesting. I had no idea. I mean, yeah. I guess I'd have to watch the movie to understand the context.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, it's from the movie, it's like, oh, it's actually an innuendo for this. I'll have to update you guys. Like, we'll do an update episode to figure it out.
We might not want to, but...
Yeah, maybe we won't.
We'll do an entire episode on Gaia Online.
Yeah. But look up Happy Hands Club. My character is bitchin'. I had the Kiki Kitty. I had the fucking whatever camisole thing that was super expensive.
The angel camisole?
Yes.
I remember that.
I did.
That was
a
big one.
And the halo and the wings.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, yeah. Girl, it is bitchin'. And my hair was super cute. Like, I had this really great I put a lot
I know. Like, for some... Like, Gaia Online was the shit back in the day.
It fucking was, dude.
Yeah. And all you... Like, the only thing you did, like, to earn money was, like, post.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing about it. You just posted.
Oh, it was my everything. I was like, this is speaking to me. Like, all you had to do was post. Fuck yeah.
This is why your Hikari Brooder, like, account has so many tweets.
Really skyrocketed for me. Do you remember Bump? You just put and Bump in forums?
Yeah.
Man, should we have an episode where we talk about our online personas? Like, when we were kids? So, did you ever play RuneScape?
We'll need to, like, do an analysis. Like an analysis being like, okay, let's see if we can find some of these old ones and talk about them.
Yeah, like Neopets.
Neopets.
Hello.
Oh my god, girl.
And did you ever play RuneScape or no?
I did.
Because I have some RuneScape stories. It's really funny.
RuneScape and chat rooms. Do you remember chat rooms back in the day? Yeah.
Yeah, those got really weird super fast for me.
I have, girl, I have stories.
Oh,
like,
great.
This could be like the extension. Like, now we talk about like all this like early social media stuff.
Yeah. Oh, MySpace. I mean,
Friendster.
Oh, I don't remember Friendster.
I was on Friendster because my Filipino relatives were on it at the time because that was big in the Philippines.
Oh, really?
And I was on it, but it was like, this is stupid. And I got most of them onto Facebook, actually.
Oh, really? You converted your Filipino family.
I would like to think that I brought down Friendster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Philippines. Yeah. Was Friendster like MySpace or something?
Kind of.
I think I bypassed that.
Yeah, it was like a offshoot of, or like a worst version of MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What other online games were really big? I never got into WoW.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, RuneScape, Gaia Online, Neopets. I feel like there's, you know, the early beginnings of the internet have a lot of, like, fruitful and funny stories that we could provide to the people.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
Wait, is that the intro?
Oh my god! We meant to wait.
Yeah, we meant to do the outro.
Shit.
God, it's like we don't even know our own podcast.
It really is.
Yeah, how embarrassing, you guys.
We've only been doing this for almost 2 years now. Almost 2 years.
Yeah, we wanted to give you the full Francis and Alana experience. And I guess that's it. This is it.
It's us continuing to learn that we need a lot of improvement.
Yeah, we just listened through the episode and realized that there's some sort of weird background noise.
Yeah, there's some strange feedback we're getting from our microphone, which doesn't show up in the intro because we did our homework and made sure everything was good, and somewhere, I don't know, my cat walked all over us and like made it weird.
Yeah, so we apologize for the weird quality.
Yeah.
Weirder than normal quality.
Yeah. Because we are still amateur hour over here, for sure.
Yeah, but stay tuned next time for our next episode, which is an extension of this one where we talk about old social media accounts.
Yeah, like before social media was a thing, this was the stuff that we grew up on.
Yeah, and in our part two, we might even talk about Spain from the last time I went to Europe.
Yeah.
Just for you, Catherine.
I know. I'll hear about Rome. I'll hear about your first Italy experience. It'll be great.
Which we've literally held off talking about.
For the podcast.
Yeah.
For a part two that never came. So I'm just as excited as you guys are. Catherine. It's not even you guys. It's just Catherine, our number one fan.
Yes. So stay tuned.
Yeah. That's the end of our show. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis. Find us on Instagram at hqaf.productions. We post every other week.
And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
And until next time,
the best ship to sail on is friendship.